Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Welcome to our third and final podcast in this series of realigning your sales territories or entering new markets. Before you listen to this podcast, though, I do recommend you go back and listen to the first and the second one on assessing your clients and assessing your prospects, or it's going to be hard to make the decisions that I'm asking you to make in this third and final installment. As I've mentioned a couple of times, the data is critical because we don't want to make decisions in the dark or just based on your gut. I know that many of you, like me, have vast amount of years of experience, maybe more experience than we want to admit to. And so your assumptions are often right. But the worst thing the data can do is show that your assumptions are right. But the best thing it can do is stop you from making the wrong decision. So once you've got all the data in place that we've talked about, you need to ask yourself, where are the greatest areas of current client concentration? And then, do you need to add dedicated inside sales coverage to some of those areas if you don't have it? Is there a territory manager that should be added? How can you maximize profits from this area? Is growth still possible? Do we need to change the way we're covering an area that is saturated already? The next question is based around prospects. Where are the greatest areas of prospect potential? The first piece here is, do you want to invest in this potential? And this is a legitimate question. Not all areas require investment. For example, I have one client who saw that a huge potential existed in medical and pharma, but they just don't want to go there. There's too many regulations, too many requirements, too many government bureaucracies, and so they're choosing to stay out of that market. Another client of mine saw that there's a huge geographic potential in Russia, and they said, absolutely not. We're not going there, too risky. That's fine. If you can still accomplish your goals without going to Russia or without selling into the medical or pharma business, that's okay. There's no wrong decisions unless the decision is only based on assumption. Second question here is, do you have sellers who are currently in place that can cover this area profitably? In some areas, some regions of the world, you need to have an outside or a field sales rep in the territory to win the business. If that's the case for you, can you move current salespeople to those regions or hire people in those regions? I know other businesses can succeed by operating remotely or through telephone sales. So for example, a client of ours discovered recently that Brazil and Japan were large areas of potential. Now we know that these require local coverage because of language and cultural buying habits. So based on the data, you have to choose, will you invest in opening an office in Japan or will you invest in opening an office in Brazil? But you know, on the other hand, if you require coverage in Malaysia, you could serve that from China or from Thailand. If you require coverage in Texas and you already have a sales rep in Denver, you could apply coverage across. So make sure that when you look at your geographic regions that you know clearly, does that market require local language, local culture, local people, or can it be served remotely from where you already have resources? Lastly, what's your timeline? Chances are you're going to see huge potential on this map. And if you're like most sales leaders, your impatient streak, like mine, will say, do it all now. But you know, the best plan might be to make modifications slowly based on the greatest areas of impact and the most profitable to implement. For example, it might be really quick and easy to relocate a seller from one part of the US to another, and results can come quickly. But it could be a long-term process to open a brand new office in Switzerland or Brazil and staff it with qualified sellers. The last and most important step here is to monitor and measure results. Sure, you've made great decisions based on facts and data, but you need to make sure that your decisions are a success in real time. So set reasonable sales goals for these sales results in the new regions or the realigned regions by setting leading indicator KPIs. For example, are the reps able to get appointments? Are they raising awareness of your brands in the marketplace? Are sales being made? Is the pipeline filling up? And measure these KPIs on a daily and a weekly basis to course correct. While in your traditional markets and your well-established markets, you might not need to measure results as rigorously as weekly or daily. You need to in these new markets. Because if you discover something isn't working as planned or something is working better than planned, you want to jump on it and fix it or leverage it right away. So there you have it. You now have the top three things that you need to realign your sales team to take advantage of all the market potentials and create a nonstop sales boom for this year. You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.